Here we go again, Dave. It's Friday. She used to come in. She used to be right here at 105. Now she's probably had seven different meetings. Who knows the quality of the cell phone? We had to switch guests around because here she is later in the day. Okay, so maybe Dave and I get to be the evaluators. Dave, are you prepared? Maybe a letter grade here. So let's just go. If the schedule had to change because of the kids, A+, right, on Shalette's excuse. If she was on with Common or she was on with Kathy Werzer, that would be an F. If she's making money, what letter grade would that be for you, Dave?
Depends how much she's making.
Yeah, and what taste we get.
Yeah,
and
how is she making that money, too? That would help.
Okay.
You know, is she just writing her almanac dissertation for the evening?
Yeah, that's very possible, right? Because normally she comes out and mentions all of her other appearances. I don't ever hear, like on these other shows, where she must, and I'm also on the Chad Hartman Show every Friday at 105.
That's because you can't say the time. You know, you WCCO people, you are always complaining. This is the same thing I get from Brad, one of the bosses. I can't figure out the org chart right now because it keeps changing. But he said the same thing. Something happened and you guys were doing something. I was like, hey, y'all didn't mention me. Am I not a part of the program? He was like, well, whenever you're out and doing things and they're mentioning you in stories, you know, you never say that you work with CCO Radio.
Hmm. Yeah.
Seems I mean, you know, it's down on the list somewhere. If the people choose not to publish it, it's not my fault. I mean, it's 10th. Y'all are like 9th or 10th.
Put her on hold.
You know, before I put her on hold.
Should we just move on? I mean, what do you think?
I'm too afraid to say that.
I am also. Okay, put her back on. Okay, I'm afraid. That's a very good point. Whatever you want to say, we agree. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know what y'all are driving. Y'all know. Look, like I said, you know, before the $1 million, y'all were very important. Y'all were probably number one or two. After I made the $1 million, heading toward 10, y'all are like 9th, 10th on the list. I mean, you know, something about money makes you treat your friends differently. I mean, honestly, can we be honest about it?
Yeah, I'm not. How soon are we no longer friends? Dave, where do you think we are in the, and by the way, these are air quotes, friends situation.
I think you're pretty close to the never been friends, actually.
Yeah.
And who is he anyway? Yeah, and who is he anyway?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so what age do you clock when you need a mid-afternoon nap? Like, is there a certain, like, my body is doing some stuff that I've never seen before? Like, I could just go all day and all night just running and meeting and people and speaking and doing all those things and then kids and bathing and cooking and laundry and then keep going. And now about 2 o'clock every day, I'm yawning. I need an afternoon nap. And if I sleep from 2 to 3, I'm good. But if I don't get my 2 to 3,
who are you?
I'm a little cranky.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Well, you're cranky.
I have no idea.
You're cranky every day. So let's not act like that has been changed. Dave, it's kind of sad.
That happened at 52. Did anybody else experience this at 52? No.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. No. Okay.
Sad. Okay. Dave, it's when the greats are slipping. It's not easy to watch, right, Dave? It's tough.
Yeah.
So are you intimating that we're getting you 2:35 because you napped 1 to 2?
No, I'm not saying I napped 1 to 2. I'm saying I nodded off from 1 to 2, and I needed that rest because I'm hosting the Frasier Gala tonight, and the reason that I'm hosting it for the third year in a row is because I have broken their fundraising records every year. That's what I do when I host things. I break fundraising records, and so I needed to, like, rest up before I head downtown so that I could be on 10, because they're expecting me to be on 10. If I don't get that nap, I'm on like 8.5, which is somebody else's 10, but it's not my 10.
Is it possible that for the Frasier event, an amazing organization, by the way, and thank you for helping. They help, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people on a regular basis. It's amazing what Frasier does. Is it possible they'll, like, go to you at the podium and you'll be nodding off? I mean, you're... I mean, normally they want people to be viable and available for the entire event.
Yes, and it is a long one. Like, I'll be on stage until 10, and then, you know, we have a little party after, and I'm going to be there. And, you know, so I said, I got to take me a nap. I got to take a nap from 1 to 2 so that I could do your show at 2:30 so that I could be on 10 at 5 o'clock for the gala at the Depot. I mean.
Oh, it's an early one.
Yeah, it's an early one. So I don't know. I mean, nobody else has experienced this. I guess not, because now I'm telling you, at 52, I got to get a nap in every day. Mm. Every day. Mm. If I don't get my nap, I'm scheduling it. It's like an appointment. It's like a meeting.
Are you encouraging the youngsters to nap also, to join the fray with you?
No. Y'all need to keep working. Y'all haven't lived long enough. Y'all got to pay some dues. You got to pay some dues. But I don't know if anybody else has experienced that. I don't know if it's menopause. I don't know if it's the weather. But I'm telling you, it's probably been about 4 months now where I'm like, I got to get a nap in. Otherwise, I'm not gonna be able to clock in for my third shift.
If Donald Trump wins, he is going to, according to Donald Trump and RFK, he's going to put RFK in charge of really the overall health of the United States of America. Pretty much every part of health.
RFK. Is this the bear killer?
Yeah, this is the bear killer. This
okay.
is the guy who.
I just want to make sure we want to talk about a different RFK,
yeah.
The bear killer RFK.
This is RFK Jr. This is a guy who says, no, I'm not against vaccines, but then criticizes vaccine after vaccine after vaccine, and also continues to cite. That vaccines cause autism.
And is this the one whose parents, I mean, not parents, but his family members had to write a letter to say, hey, he's not even with us.
They are not.
Look over here.
They are not with him. And we both are parents of autistic children.
Yes,
we are. And I know there are many, many people who believe their children, after the MMR vaccine changed, and they believe that, and I want all children to reach the maximum happiness, joy, mm-hmm. and opportunities mm-hmm. they can get to, right?
Yes, sir.
And I just go back to this. The overwhelming number of studies by credible outlets continue
Real doctors.
To
mm-hmm.
show that autism doesn't happen after vaccines, period, full stop. And he cited for years this Wakefield study, which was proven erroneous.
Bogus.
Bogus and insulting. There are other studies that have been cited and disproven. He gives me incredible concern if he becomes the czar of our overall health. Does he have some ideas that I look at on emphasis of better health and some issues? But he buys RFK Jr. into so many disproven conspiratorial areas that I think is frightening, and I think it's troubling the number of other people who are buying in on the utter nonsense this guy says on a regular basis.
Okay, so was there not anybody else ahead of him in line? How did he skip that line? That Donald Trump has talked to numerous doctors and other people in healthcare, and he settled on this guy? How did that happen? That's what I would like to know.
For votes. That's all it was. It was votes, you know, because he was running, and he thought he could help a little bit. And maybe, who knows? Maybe he still plays a small part, but I mean, just on the vaccine part, I find it insulting. I find it sad. And again, I only because of our own life experiences and then decency and compassion, empathy, I feel for you if you're in this battle. But the proven studies over and over and mm-hmm. over again show this doesn't happen. That from the MMR vaccine, that autism doesn't happen. And Dave found a story recently, I see him often, that when you add this belief and then you add COVID and the divide in our country, the mm-hmm. number of people who are now vaccine skeptics has jumped enormously, and that should trouble every single one of us.
And look what it's doing in the schools. Look how diseases that we once thought we wouldn't have to worry about are popping up in clusters at schools across the country. And, you know, it's frightening because these kids are in class with our kids. And, you know, if you have a child who has some health issues and there's another child in the classroom and you know, they may have a disease that, you know, may put them down for a week and our children down forever. And when you start thinking about the implications of this, it's not just what this man thinks or what he believes or, you know, or what he says to be true, even though we know it's not true. But it's the overall impact of the health and well-being of not just us, but vulnerable children. He can say whatever he wants about grown-ups. But when he starts talking about vulnerable children and what should or shouldn't happen, knowing he does not have the qualifications to do so, knowing that he influences millions of people, then it starts impacting the health and well-being of children. And the last thing we want to see is children dying because of disinformation.
I'm going to leave you with this because I'm assuming you need one more nap.
One more.
Blois was at the Minneapolis club. He shares with me via text, and he was disappointed he did not see. Why were you not at the Minneapolis club? Do we still have billing issues?
we put a payment on layaway over there. And so we'll put a little something on it. We put five on it earlier this week, and I think my check cleared the bank for Odyssey today. And so I will make sure to make that final payment. But I can't just be showing my face if I have not paid these people their money, because they're going to be looking at me with their hand out, scratching it, waiting on their final payment. And so
Would you like me to protest after the show, bring back Shaletta? And just, Dave, are you with me with bring back Shaletta?
I want my GoFundMe.
Of course, GoFundMe
for my Minneapolis club dudes.
$10 million.
So I can hang out with my rich white people.
It shouldn't be a problem. $10 million. Should be pocket change. All right, good luck with Frazier. Raise a crazy amount of money tonight.
Woo-hoo. Love you guys.
Shaletta, Jason next.